Trump associate Roger Stone arrested.
He's charged with obstruction of justice and lying.
No pay again for thousands of government workers.
It's quite demoralizing. It's quite frustrating. And morale is not good.
Arctic air invades upper Midwest.
Try not to do too much outside. Get outside, get back in.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan, and there's been a high-profile arrest in the Russia investigation. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says an ally of President Trump was taken into custody this morning in Florida.
The indictment charges Roger Stone with obstructing the congressional investigation into Russian election meddling, making false statements about his communications with WikiLeaks, and tampering with a witness. Special counsel Robert Mueller says he has evidence, emails, and text messages to prove the longtime Trump associate knew in advance that WikiLeaks would be dropping emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's campaign. And further, Mueller says Stone was urged by senior Trump campaign officials to inquire about future WikiLeaks releases.
The attorney for President Trump's former lawyer says Michael Cohen will honor a Senate subpoena for his testimony behind closed doors. CBS's Paula Reed.
In March, Cohen heads to prison for 3 years, and part of that sentence is for lying to Congress. So I asked Lanny Davis, why should lawmakers believe anything Cohen says after he admits to lying to them? Davis says this time, Cohen will be truthful.
Earlier, Cohen ditched plans for House testimony, citing fears amid what he called threats from President Trump and others. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are missing a second paycheck today because of the partial government shutdown. Trish Gilbert is with the union that represents air traffic controllers.
It's quite demoralizing. It's quite frustrating. And the morale is not good.
The TSA says it's been able to shift some money around to give workers half a normal paycheck, 1 week's pay. CBS's Nancy Cordes tells us an effort to break the logjam in Washington came up short.
Well, I wouldn't be happy with it. I wouldn't be happy. But we have a lot of alternatives. Honestly.
President Trump threw cold water on a rare bipartisan proposal that emerged after two competing bills to end the shutdown failed.
The motion is not agreed to.
A group of Democrats and Republicans want to fund the government for 3 weeks to create a window for border talks.
For the first time in 34 days, you've had a bipartisan group of senators coming together.
The proposal would allow federal workers to get much-needed back pay. The Commerce Secretary and billionaire Wilbur Ross said he couldn't understand why some of the 800,000 workers are strapped for cash.
There's no real reason why they shouldn't be able to get a loan against it.
That didn't go over well on Capitol Hill.
I don't know, is this the let them eat cake kind of attitude?
The president's allies say it's Democrats who are prolonging the pain.
We're in a shutdown today because they are now unwilling to fund 234 miles a border wall, less than they voted for in 2013.
Some colleges are now postponing tuition payments and providing emergency grants to students whose family finances have been caught up in the shutdown. We're learning more now about the victims in Wednesday's deadly bank shooting in Central Florida.
They were all women, only three identified publicly by police. 55-year-old Marisol Lopez and 38-year-old Anna Pinon Williams were bank employees. 65-year-old Cynthia Watson was a customer. Marilyn Martin knew her.
I've been saying all day, why? That's the only words I've said all day is I just say, why? Why?
Police say there was no known connection between the women and the gunman. There was a vigil last night to remember them. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Temperatures and wind chills are below zero this morning in much of the upper Midwest. It's the start of a brutal January cold snap that has people in Conover, Wisconsin layering up.
I love it. I like cold. You live with it. You can dress for cold.
Snowmobile jacket, another lighter jacket, T-shirt, and long underwear.
From Washington to Moscow to Paris and Berlin, leaders around the globe are weighing in on the chaotic situation in Venezuela. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez has our report this morning from across the border in Colombia.
Ante Dios.
One day after swearing in himself as president, Juan Guaido said he would consider granting amnesty to Nicolas Maduro if he helps return the country to democracy.
The regime of former President Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday the U.S. supports the opposition and pledged $20 million in humanitarian aid. But at the Venezuelan Supreme Court, Maduro accused President Trump of staging a coup. The U.S. is now considering sanctions on Venezuela's oil exports. Venezuela is the fourth largest supplier of crude oil to the U.S., and sanctions could lead to a rise in gas prices.
A California investigation finds Pacific Gas and Electric Equipment was not to blame for a 2017 wildfire that killed 22 people in the state's wine country. PG&E plans to file for bankruptcy next week, citing potential damages from that fire and others. New questions, very troubling ones for police in Los Angeles after an explosive report about race and traffic stops. KCBS-TV's Hermela Aragawi.
According to a new analysis by the LA Times, LAPD's Metro Division is stopping a lot more drivers, and more than 90% of them are Black or Latino. Civil rights attorney Connie Rice says the numbers are alarming.
Most dragnet mass stop strategies like this end up collecting a whole bunch of folks who should never have been stopped.
In 2014, there were about 4,000 stops. In 2018, 58,000, 14 times more than 4 years prior. The numbers are even more jarring when broken down by race. Although African Americans make up only 9% of the population, they're 49% of the drivers stopped.
In eastern North Carolina, authorities found a 3-year-old boy who disappeared in the woods behind his grandmother's house 2 days ago. Craven County Sheriff Chip Hughes.
He was still in his coat. It was zipped up. He's cut up a little bit, scraped, stuff like that, but in very good spirits, very happy. And like I said, you know, what was really special is when he saw his little sister and smiled. It was a very touching moment.
Denver school officials have asked the state to step in, a move that will delay a planned teachers' strike on Monday. There are pills that not only treat, but also diagnose illness. CBS's Jim Shanavy tells us about work on a new one.
Australian researchers have created a smart pill, a vitamin-sized pill that's packed with sensors and electronics designed to monitor the gases inside your body in real time, measuring hydrogen, carbon dioxide, and oxygen levels in the gut. Its developers say it could revolutionize treatment of gastrointestinal disorders, as well as to help diagnose a variety of conditions. In trials, the smart pill was able to identify a previously unknown immune system mechanism in which the stomach uses an oxidizer to attack invading organisms. Jim Shenavy, CBS News.
Police near India's Taj Mahal are being assigned slingshots to scare off monkeys that bother tourists. Monkeys have injured some people grabbing for food and handbags. And that's the CBS World News Roundup, produced this week by Julia Weaver and Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kaif in CBS News.